from a far and lovely country. Number One Ladies Detective Agency, Book 24. Written by Alexander McCall Smith and read by Adjoa Ando. Precious Ramotswe, daughter of the late Obed Ramotswe of Mochudi, near Habrone, in Botswana, near Heaven, wife of Mr. Jelby Matekoni, garagiste, friend to so many, but particularly to Ma Sylvia Potokwani, and of course, Grace Makutsi, formerly of Vovonong, who was in turn wife of Mr. Puti Radiputi, and a graduate of the Botswana Secretarial College, with 97% in the final examinations, that precious Ramotswe lay in her bed, opening first one eye, then another, and subsequently, after only a few short seconds, closing both once more. Waking up in the morning, as she had now done, was never too difficult. The hard part, she always thought, was what happened afterwards. To begin with, you had to remind yourself where you were. Those first few seconds of consciousness could be quite detached from everything else. You knew who you were, of course, and you knew you were in your bed, but you did not necessarily remember where you had just been. There might still be, drifting around, a few fragments of a dream, the remnants of some curious and unreal events in which the sleeping you had just been participating. And you had to put those out of your mind as the real day began. The mind was good at that. It remembered not to remember, so to speak, because it knew that dreams could not be allowed to clog up memory, which had far more important things to do. And so the strange conversations of the night, the odd transports back to childhood, the unlikely dramas and surprises, all these were swept away as the light of day signalled the beginning of your real life as yourself, facing another day of being you. Now, on that particular morning, Ma Ramotswe was fully awake and conscious of the fact that she was alone in her bed and that her husband was no longer there. You could always tell when there was somebody else in bed with you and equally when there was not. There was the silence, of course. There was the absence of the breathing noises that husbands tended to make. And then there was something about the way the mattress sloped when there was nobody to counteract the weight on one's own side. And then, if you turned in your bed, as she now did, you saw that there was nobody there, and you began to listen for sounds from deeper within the house. For the sound of your husband in the kitchen, for example, preparing breakfast in bed for you, as a treat, because today, you suddenly remembered, was a somewhat special day, being your birthday, when breakfast in bed, or even a simple cup of redbush tea placed steaming on the bedside table, would be so welcome. Not that you expected it as your right, but it would still be a nice touch.